If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Been honoring the late, great John Feinstein throughout the show. If you missed any of it, grab the podcast. We played a tribute with some clips of Feinstein on the show, telling stories on the show earlier. And we're going to be joined by Michael Wilbon shortly. At least he's scheduled to join us here shortly. Should mention, coming up a little bit later this hour, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to your choice of any show at Wolf Trap this summer. We also have tickets to go see The Offspring at Jiffy Lube Live. Cakes, your tickets to go to the game in Long Island are for what date?
April 6th, Sunday.
Oh, you got 12:30.
So you got drop 12:30.
So you got Altcast on the 4th.
Correct.
We'll be doing the Caps Altcast on the 4th, and then you'll head to Long Island.
That is correct.
Nice. They didn't score last night, right?
That's surprising.
Shut out. I can't remember the last time they were shut out in a game.
Especially since they put up 7 the night before, or 2 nights before.
They're the highest scoring team in the league.
Yeah.
Like, have they been shut out even once before this season? I'd have to look it up, but
I'll tell you. I'll tell you right now.
Maybe once. Maybe.
You want to go to this guy, Ian? He says he has details on the Punta Cana incident that you guys talked about.
Well, earlier. I mean, I'm already skeptical of whatever details he has, but sure.
I'm going to guess he stayed there before. So
this whole story is similar to the Natalie Holloway deal.
Maybe.
Cakes.
Kind of.
They were shut out.
Or she just drowned.
They were shut out 3-0 against Tampa. Looks like the first week of the season, maybe first 2 weeks of the season.
Okay, and that was it.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Ian. Ian, you claim you got some details.
Hey, good morning, guys. I stayed at the resort twice, so I just wanted to provide some more insight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a typical party resort. Can drink all day, so it doesn't surprise me that
these young hammered.
Is it like an all-inclusive or like the open bar all day type deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And so the beach is open at nighttime, so you can go hang out there. And there's no lifeguards during the day or at nighttime. And that water is extremely rough. It's on the Atlantic side of the island versus the Caribbean side, which is why the water is very rough. So even as a lifeguard and play football in high school at McNamara, shout out to the WCAC. I didn't really like getting in the water either, so I'm not sure what happened between the young lady and the gentleman on the beach, but it wouldn't shock
some
me
reason
that
I,
if
yeah.
it was an accident.
For some reason, I believe it. I believe the kid. I believe that they just got swept up in the water and they were just too drunk. For some reason, I believe him until proven otherwise. I know he hasn't been, they say, consistent in his storytelling, but I think as JP mentioned when you read him, they're very similar the stories that they said were different.
Yeah.
I thought they were very similar.
Some people believe he did it. I got a text from someone.
Was he there or something? Or
no,
does he know somebody? He just says.
He just has a strong opinion about it. He's in the business. And he says he did it. I don't know why he thinks that, but he says he did it.
Oh, wow. And I was reading, as I was looking into this story since I've been there, three or four other people had drowned very recently, too, at that same beach.
Yes, I did see. Okay. I did see that.
Strong currents.
You know what? I was kind of shirking at your intel. You've actually provided good nuggets.
So what is I know who you're talking about because I know how that person reacts.
By the way, this guy is going to stay away from Punta Cana and the Dominican because of this incident.
Uh-huh.
And wasn't it like within the past few years where it was tainted?
Yeah, it was my son's senior year in college.
Top shelf liquor.
Or in high school.
Where
yeah.
people died.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
You know what? Cross it out. It's a cross out.
Well, I can tell you, I've been there twice and had amazing times.
JP never has anything negative to say.
No. That doesn't mean he didn't have a great time.
No, but he's talking about experiences. I'm saying about personal experiences.
It was a viral story that like American tourists were dying like on the daily drinking their vodka or whatever was going on.
So I will only see the Dominican Republic on Google, on a Google map. That'll be my only interaction.
You know what? I'm with you.
That's the country. The Dominican or whatever, that the resort, I don't know if it was the same resort, where my son and his buddy were so hammered that they were taking their cigars and burning each other on the leg.
Well,
that's what they were doing.
Now, this is in a different country, but it's the same company that runs the resort.
Crazy.
When I went to Aruba years ago.
Yeah, just being dumb.
Much like when you went to Aruba, the resort that I stayed at was directly next to the Ryu whatever in Aruba. And that place looked like freaking Animal House.
Party scene?
Compared to where I was staying. There were topless women. There was just like why? It was wild.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I don't know if it sounds like it's kind of the same scene at this spot in the Dominican.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looked like the Preakness Infield at this resort next to where I was staying. It was freaking madness.
Well, the question is if they don't find her body and it's just circumstantial.
Right.
Can they prosecute him?
I don't know.
Can they charge him with something circumstantial like that?
I think they have a little bit more.
This will come as a surprise to you. I'm not an expert in Dominican law.
But here's
I think it would be hard to
make any law. So the theory is that they were just making out or whatever, and then maybe he assaulted her, and then he decided he had to kill her because he assaulted her? Is that the idea?
Don't know.
Like, what would possibly be the...
Then he threw her in the ocean? I don't know. I mean, that's...
Yeah. For some reason, I'm struck, and this is, you can laugh at me, but I think there was a teacher from the kid's high school, and she said the kid wouldn't hurt a fly. I would bet my life on it that he didn't do
it. The kid's 24.
Yeah. So I don't know.
A lot of the, shooters look like they wouldn't hurt a fly either.
Understood. 24? But for some reason, that resonated with
me. He's 24 and in college?
I don't think
he was in college.
Oh, he wasn't. Okay. Yeah.
He was from Iowa.
You're just visiting.
She was a 20-year-old student. It doesn't say.
Gotcha.
It doesn't say.
She was definitely a student. I don't know about him.
Shifting back to Feinstein, I don't know if we're going to be able to track down Mike Wilbon. He was scheduled to join us. If you wanted to chime in, you can at 800-636-1067. Just hundreds and hundreds of comments. Just wanted to read a couple. This one from Emmett. He said, I was introduced to John Feinstein through Fridays with Feinstein,
mm-hmm.
and always loved his demeanor, storytelling, and outlook. I then read 5 or 6 of his books and found the same incredible ability to bring history to life in each of them.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought up the books again. Obviously, you can't talk about John without talking about books, and this is something I wanted to make sure we brought up. There's so many things. You guys know this because I think he talked about it on the air. One of his pet peeves, and he had many. One of his pet peeves was that he hated doing interviews when reporters didn't or interviewers didn't read the book. So he would often send us the book in advance. Mm-hmm. And I know early on, at least, we would panic. We would panic if somebody here hadn't at least perused it.
Yep.
Because, when I tell you I was a John Feinstein devotee and I got all his books early on, I got all his books, yep. Right? But he was so prolific, I couldn't keep up. And he started to write about some things that I wasn't as interested in later in his career.
He started cranking out children's books.
I just couldn't keep up.
Yeah.
And so he would send these books, and we would have him on. We go, oh, S, John's coming on in 12 minutes. Has anybody read that? Read a word of the book? Because he's going to call us out, and he's going to, You know, because that he was so intimidating.
I would read
that
a page. Yeah, one page.
Could someone read a page?
Just find a nugget.
Just get a nugget in the book. One story.
Because
for a page.
He gets so pissed if you haven't shown him the respect
and it makes sense
of reading his book.
He's pouring like blood, sweat, and tears in making this book. And he wants people to read it.
It's true, but it's asking a lot for me to have to read all his effing books.
He was a hustler though, too, because I just looked, I read the email that he sent me when he did the testimonial for the book, but I looked. What was the last email that I received from John Feinstein? And it was John asking for the address of the station so he could send his latest book.
I know.
And then when his book came out, you had to do an infomercial for it.
Oh, he wanted some full pub, blown. He's like, I want this one about the book, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. Here's another, again, you can call us at 800-636-1067. These are from the Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks. Richard Porter, I listen to Fridays with Feinstein in Australia via the show's podcast every Saturday our time.
Wow.
Attended one of his book launches online, had some great conversations with him over Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
A great man who wore his heart and his principles on his sleeve. It was a real shame when he was taken off the show, but it was always nice when JP referred to him as our good friend. Despite the occasional on-air tension between John and some of the junks. I think it's true.
Oh, we got into it.
There was definitely tension. There was definitely tension, but there was also a mutual respect level that we found and we had.
Yeah.
Definitely tension.
Look, we've been doing this for a long time, and I think especially very early on in the history of the show, like first couple of years, I don't know if the right term is inferiority complex, but we felt like, we're these young kids. Nobody's given us our respect.
I still feel that way.
Yeah. to some extent, you feel that way. But eventually, I think we earned John's respect.
Yeah.
For sure.
And
I think he got a kick out of when people would come up to him at his book signings. He did a book fair. I think I went to it one time. And he got a kick out of like the Junkies listeners who would come up to him and say they heard him on the show.
Oh, no doubt. That's why I actually was touched by how touched he was. He got emotional when we had the last segment that he did with him. And we were, announcing that the Fridays with Feinstein, that the station, we were, decided to move on. We're going to do something different on Fridays. And he was crushed by it. And it wasn't because he made a ton of dough or anything. I think he really loved the interaction and the connection to the area, especially with him moving to the Longwood area. I was really touched by that.
And he spoke at your DeMatha Smoker at least once, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was a speaker anywhere. Yeah, you could always count on John. He could give you a ton of stories.
Hey, they were
going to
pay John $300 or $200.
Sure. Show up.
He was going to go.
I'm sure they paid him more than that.
I don't even know what they paid.
I'm sure they paid him more than that.
Have you guys ever been asked
to speak?
Yes. Yes.
Did you turn him down?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. That's been broached to me.
Yeah.
Like peripheral.
You have no interest.
No interest.
Who's in charge of that? Is it Andre?
No. Tom
Ponton.
Okay.
Our man.
But
Tom.
I've been like, my brother's asked if I'd be interested in something. No, not interested.
I didn't.
That's not because of anything against them. It's me. Yeah. I have an inferiority complex. Well, yeah.
Didn't, wasn't there one Friday when he pissed you off so much you got up and left?
No, there was one Friday that he had pissed me off so much previously that I just refused to participate.
You just cut your mic off.
I just didn't talk to him.
Hey, so you didn't
because I said I have nothing good to say.
So you didn't leave the studio. I remember that.
And then I had an interaction. He was so mad at me after that. We had an interaction off air. He was so mad at me for that.
I think I got into it with him too. And then he emailed me that same day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so you guys squashed it.
Jason's was over the inauguration. He had a zing. John didn't like the zing.
He asked him if you're going to go to the Trump's inauguration.
It's a soft spot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was just trying to be facetious and sarcastic.
He couldn't take that kind of joke at all.
That's why he was complicated.
He could kind of handle the players being the fifth major comment.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, you could barely.
Political zings might be a little too far.
It was a bridge too far.
Yeah.
But also for me, too, to be honest.
Sure.
Yeah.
I should have thought about that one yesterday. I would have loved, because you probably could have done the montage of how many times we asked him about the fifth major.
All right, let's go to, there's certain things that we would ask him just to set him off.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ike. People want to chime in. Ike, what's up? Is Ike calling? What does that say? China? Is that actually China?
Hey, Junks.
What's up, buddy?
Chinese correspondent.
This is Ike in China.
What's up, buddy?
Right, how you doing? It's been a minute, but figure this is a special occasion. John Feinstein was a great great guest. Look forward to hearing him every Friday. I read his book, Next Man Up, about the Ravens. I
know, that was a great book.
Valdez gets iced for that.
I read that.
I'm going to have to find another replacement to get into it with UEB. Maybe I'll take that role. But I did enjoy you.
Hold on, what did he say about me?
On stuff.
Got to find somebody else to get into it with.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it was entertaining. It was great radio.
Yeah.
You know, he obviously was an expert, but I wanted to just kind of like give him my respects, but also, Larch, I want to let you know I'm heading over to Tokyo for the Tokyo series tomorrow. Nice for that.
Tokyo series of Shohei what?
Over in,
I'm guessing
it's called
MLB.
Baseball. It's called, have you ever heard of baseball?
I have heard of baseball, yes.
Yeah.
I know you're still on the Players Championship and March Madness, which, you know, Terps are, I think they make a good run. But I know Lurch loves baseball, so yeah. I'll make sure to be his correspondent there.
Call us when you're there.
All right, I'll give you a call, give you some insight.
I'm always fascinated. What time is it right now? What day is it?
It's we're now 12 hours ahead, so it's easier math. It's the same day, but I'll hit Saturday before you guys. So just do your time plus 12.
All right.
Now that daylight saving time is
9:15 p.m.
It's 9 at night. But,
yeah, 9 p.m.
Yeah, 9 o'clock at night, so I'll be leaving in a few hours to get over to Tokyo. Right. But, find Steve. I'll go do some correspondence in Tokyo.
How about your correspondence, Jason, individually?
How many games? Are they playing three games?
No, I already hung up on him.
He gone.
Dodgers Cubs, so your boy Shohei. But I didn't know if I don't know how many games they're playing. I assume three.
I recognize a couple of these names. Can I go to them real quick? Is okay? I recognize them. They're good callers.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Maureen. Maureen, what's up?
Hey, Maureen.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I wanted to call and I'm great. Well, sad day.
Yeah.
When you guys kicked off the 8 o'clock hour hearing that music, I was just teared right up because that was such a staple. But just was remembering when I brought my son to meet you guys at Glory Days, and we didn't have Still Barking yet, so we brought one of Feinstein's books that he had read, and that's what you guys had signed. So
we signed a Feinstein book.
We devalued a John Feinstein book.
Which book was it?
I can't remember now, and I'd have to go find it in his room, but it was one of his kid books, you know, that he had written about, like the Army-Navy game or whatever, the mystery books.
Gotcha.
But I think the comment about devaluing it might be what he replied when we posted that on Twitter.
Oh, did he reply? So, that's hilarious. Yeah, he was mortified by that.
100%.
You guys are defacing my book, my work.
Yeah, but in the end, you bought it.
Yeah,
he's selling books.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Dude,
exactly.
The guy was a freaking machine.
Yes.
You know?
A staple of the show. Was sad when his segment had ended, but you guys, it's been a great day listening to you guys share all the memories. So
thank you, Maureen.
Thanks, Maureen, and thanks for listening all these years. Really sweet. Thank you.
All right. Take care, guys.
Yep. All right. Yeah.
John was a block machine on Twitter. I remember one time he blocked me, and I go, a look at it. If someone tagged you in a tweet, that talked ass to John. John blocked everybody and tagged in the tweet.
Yeah,
I go, John, you gotta relax. Unblock me, please. I like reading your stuff.
Yeah, I was convinced I was blocked. He never did.
He never did.
And he and I would go back and forth, like in DMs sometimes.
I'd love to see those. I'd love to.
But that was like 10 years ago.
I know what that was about.
Yeah. I mean, we would get political stuff for sure.
But didn't you guys come to an agreement?
We had an agreement that we wouldn't talk politics on the show one way or the other. Right. And I said, but then you gotta stop with your little you can't get a cheap shot in. You can't, because I can't
his
let
little
it
digs.
Go.
Yeah, he throws
you
little
throw
digs
in little
there.
Digs, and then what am he I does. Supposed to do?
Those Trevons in there.
You got to respond to that.
You're definitely
you just
respond.
Can't let him get away with digs.
Yeah. So, but yeah,
with Stephon Diggs.
And listen, I know for a fact. he called me a moron, and he really was mean to me, about me to other people. I know for a fact, but I also know for a fact that he. At the end of the day, push come to shove, we had a mutual respect for each other.
In the end, I think your word complicated captures it a lot. But he was beloved. I'm actually going through the Facebook comments. I see one of our former neighbors that lived three houses down from us commented. Brenda Medhurst chimed in here.
Oh, yeah.
And wished her condolences.
What a year it's been, huh? Oh, my God.
She said he was an amazing man.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he had that huge connection with Navy. Yeah, for sure.
It would be so ironic if the golfers at the Players have like a ribbon that they're wearing for John in his passing.
It says it's fifth major.
At the Players.
Yeah, at the Players. It'd be the definition of irony.
The tournament he loathed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Golf Channel just did a whole in memoriam thing to him.
The guy.
Rich Lerner was tearing up.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the guy.
Rich Lerner. Yeah, the guy was massive. He was huge. I mean, you just don't find that many people that have that kind of impact, you know, sports writers. Let's be honest. Most don't have that kind of impact.
I wonder if Rory, because didn't
he was very close with Rory.
John had a good relationship with Rory.
Yeah, they were tight.
Wonder if Rory will be, well, maybe he'll talk about it today.
But. Pretty much the biggest people in all sports, he kind of had a relationship, love or hate. Like Tiger hated him. He hated Tiger. But they had a relationship. I mean, you know, they knew each other's deal. You know, Rory and him very close. Coach K, very close. Gary and him, very close. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
All right, hopefully we'll be able to track down Mike Wilbon before the show is over. Right now, I'm going to hook up caller number 10. Caller 10 will hook you up with a pair of tickets to a show your choice for the 2025 Wolf Trap season. Coming up this summer at Wolf Trap, you've got Bare Naked Ladies with Sugar Ray, Ringo Starr, Buddy Guy, Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back in concert with the National Symphony Orchestra, Back to the Future in concert with the National Symphony Orchestra, and many more concerts. So caller 10 at 800-636-1067 will hook you up with that prize here on the Jungle.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Put up our Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. Both are the perfect addition to any gathering or party. picnic, anything. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. In honor of John Feinstein, the poll is, what's your favorite book written by John Feinstein?
Mm.
Now, with Twitter, as far as I know, you can only put four choices. So I put Season on the Brink, Good Walk Spoiled. We went with Next Man Up. I was maybe going to put Civil War. And then there's Other.
Mm.
So I think Season on the Brink and Good Walk Spoiled are his two most famous. I don't know if those are his, I mean, Season on the Brink definitely is best-selling.
I loved his tennis book.
Hard it was Courts. Just,
yeah.
Hard Courts came out early 90s.
I love that. Maybe, maybe right late 80s. Tennis stuff, yeah.
If you're a golf nerd, you got to read Tales from Q School.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
So you can
Open was very good. And I'm not a big golf guy, but it's, yeah. I mean, he makes things that you're not even that interested in.
Also, the one he wrote about, I forget the name of it, the one he wrote about Watson's caddy.
Caddy for Life, yeah.
Caddy for Life, yeah. For life.
I mean, dude, Bruce Edwards, freaking machine.
Yep. You can vote at Junks Radio on the poll of the day. And, of course, you can always text us on the Lido Pizza text line.
Meanwhile, I was taxed by writing Mass and Blogs years ago. I cracked a few of those out, and I think I was tapped out.
I didn't have writer's block.
Yeah, how many did we do?
I don't know. Not
we did
one.
It for like a year.
Not many.
I feel like we did it like a year.
We just rotated
not very many.
We just rotated it. Was it every day?
No. Once a week.
Oh, okay.
Once a week, and we were very laborious. We did not like it.
Well, we first dipped into blogging with AOL.
That is true.
I think it was called Fan House.
I don't remember.
AOL Fan House.
I'd love to see some of that tripe that we wrote back 25 plus years ago.
What was the one I wrote about who was the big tall dude?
Hashim Thabeet.
Thabeet. I said he was going to be a stud. And Hall of Famer.
I was jockeying the Wizards Brain Trust for passing on Steph Curry and picking up Mike Miller and Randy Foy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guilty. Guilty as charged.
I'm sure you can find similar things that I...
4,000 threes later.
Anyway, you can always text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955. Serving pizza subs, jumbo wings, and salads, Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. I know we're going to go to the EP, but I believe we have somebody that wanted to chime in on John Feinstein.
Yeah. Is it Julie?
Hey, Julie.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm a black woman, and I listen to the Junkies. I love you.
Oh,
but I
love you.
John Feinstein.
You love John?
John Feinstein was a champion for black people and the small man.
For sure.
I just really enjoyed him. I was so sad when he left. And I'm so even sadder now that he's gone for good. So, you know, I don't normally call, but I just wanted to share that.
Oh, well, I really, really appreciate that. When did you start listening to John?
Years ago. I can't even remember exactly how long, but as long as I've been listening to you guys, John is the reason. I'm not going to lie. John is the reason I listen most of the time.
Did you read any of his books?
No, to be honest, no. But I always thought I should.
You like the stories.
But, yeah.
Yes, I love his stories, and I love his spirit. He just cared for people, you could tell.
Oh,
big heart. He
heart.
Was a champion for the black people, I think. That's my feeling.
Right.
And so, yeah, I always care for John.
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, thank you, Julie. I really appreciate the call. Thank you.
I hope you
keep listening.
I keep listening.
All right, you're sweet.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right.
Yeah, we appreciate that about John, too. He brought new people to the table for us.
There's no doubt.
Did you guys see what Coach K said about John in the ESPN write-up?
They say
Coach K said, you loved him or you hated him. John understood that, and he handled it well.
Mm.
And he said he was
short
brilliant.
Short and sweet.
Yeah. This guy called in, he also said that...
I don't know if he handled it well, if he was blocking people.
Well, I think John knew that, he got on people's nerves. This guy also called in and said his favorite memory was the Junkies were talking to George Lopez. I don't remember this.
Okay.
Either he said in person, he was at the radio station.
All right.
He did a couple appearances in studio.
That tracks, yeah.
And that we came back late.
Oh, and John was
livid. John went nuclear on, like, who the hell is George Lopez?
Like, because he's above George Lopez.
Yeah. He's higher in the pecking order.
He did have a little of that, which God bless him. He earned it. Yeah, he did have a little of that. you blow me off for George Lopez or something, or I think once or twice we've had to reschedule things. Now we often reschedule the drinking show because he didn't like to come on when we're drunk.
So we would do it on Thursday.
Yep. That was one thing, but there might have been one or two occasions where maybe an emergency situation, maybe you know who knows what could happen, and we'd have to bump him, and he would not. He wasn't into that.
No, he wasn't a big fan of getting bumped or getting moved off his schedule.
Right, and because of that, we might have maybe done that once or twice, ever.
A couple people, this is off of our Instagram page, have mentioned the behind the scenes that Valdez and Drab would do. Can you explain the behind the scenes you would do kind of before he would jump on the air with us?
Well, John, like mentioned before, John was notorious for, you know, you couldn't call too early, couldn't call too late. So what we figured out to do is we would kind of small talk with him and stall because we needed to fill a minute. Because
he didn't like to just be on hold.
Right.
That was the idea.
So I would feed Drab liners about where the golf tournament was this week.
And you usually were looking to tweak him. It would be something that you knew that would kind of set him off a little bit.
Yeah, so Drab would call John and ask him if he's in Ohio and what flavor milkshake he got because the memorial was that weekend.
Right. And then Valdez would film it and put it on Instagram.
Yeah, I put it on my Instagram. You can go.
We'd loosen him up a little bit before.
Yeah, if you want to go watch him, Valdez.
You guys were doing that for a while, right?
Valdez Radio. I think we did it for a couple of years. Yeah, like, my feed is all videos of Drab.
Just videos of Drab.
Talking to Feinstein.
Ask him if he just got back from the luau last night because the Sony Open was going on.
Did he ever catch on?
Of course. He would always play along
and he'd just let us do our dumb shit.
Yeah, he goes, I'm not in Dubai.
Right. I'm sure I could drive
I'm not
to
Abu
Dubai.
Dhabi, Drab. Yeah. Yeah. Not in Japan for the Zozo.
He did hate the fly though.
Didn't like the fly.
But he would let it be known if the fee was high enough, he would get on a plane. Yeah, like at least Xanax years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if he did that recently because he seemed to drive almost everywhere.
Yes.
Did he have an answering machine message too, like years ago about no solicitors?
Probably.
I vaguely remember. I mean, I don't even know why I would have called him, but I vaguely remember an answering machine message like no solicitors.
Right. Oh my God! Can you imagine?
I wish I would have kept all the emails back and forth. I deleted it, but we had some interesting back and forth. We did.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of it was moments.
A lot of it was just stories about college coaches or players or programs. Mm-hmm. But
no, but you burned them a couple times whatever, pissed them off.
Yeah,
whatever. Not burned them, but just pissed them off.
Pissed them off. Yeah. Yeah.
Are we working?
And then he would, unsolicited, email me that day and say, why would you say that? And 99 out of 100, I would say, dude, I'm just joking. Get a sense of humor. That's what I would say to John. And we would go back and forth, and then finally he was like, all right, it's fine. It's over with.
Someone tweeted and reminded me that I said on air that Coach K quit halfway through the season because his team stunk.
Right.
I think Coach K had a health issue.
Yeah,
and that triggered John.
Yeah.
Oh, probably didn't go over well.
He had a lot of triggers, that's for sure.
Minefield of him.
All right, we were going to do the entertainment page. It's almost unfair. Maybe you do the top story. Do the top story.
Well, I have to. Can I save it for next break? What do you guys have? You got to give the caller thing.
Right, we can do that here. You know what? Caller number 10 right now. We'll hook you up with tickets to go see The Offspring Supercharged Worldwide in 25. Saturday, July 19th at Jiffy Lube Live with special guest Jimmy Eat World and Newfound Glory. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. All you have to do is be caller number 10 and you win those tickets.
All right. I have to tease this. So the lead story will be Tiger and his alleged new girlfriend, okay, that he's dating. And then the follow-up is Valdez's theory on how he injured his Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
We will get to that when we come back.
Alrighty. And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
He gave us some good teases there for the entertainment page. Oh, one had to do with Valdez, a nice theory. The other with Tiger Woods and his new girlfriend.
Yeah, it's all tied in. So first of all, I got to do the read, right?
Yes.
Entertainment page. It's helpful. Driven by, I should have it memorized by now, by BMW Fairfax.
Yeah, your girl Miriam.
DC's only Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine.
Mm-hmm.
Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Check them out, BMWFairfax.com. I'm going to make an appointment for next week. What I'm going to do is I'm going to look at the days it's going to rain. That's going to be the day, Cakes.
I think very next good. Week is
smart gonna, planning.
Next week's going to be really good golf weather.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to interrupt just for a second.
Especially Wednesday.
This could be a bit. It is bit season. The guys from TNT are doing that bit. I don't know what you call that. The dropping six. Have you seen that?
Yeah, it's gone viral.
We should challenge and see who does the best.
Cakes, I would bet on Cakes.
You think he has the best reaction?
I have good reflexes. Pretty good for my age, I think.
Cakes would do well.
The worst was Charles Barkley on Inside the NBA. I think he only caught one of the sticks.
Now, are you allowed to use both hands? There's some debate as to whether or not you could use both hands.
Oh, Kenny Smith looks like he sucks, too. I mean,
he's trifling.
Dude, it's hard.
It's not easy.
I know I would not be good at it. That's not that I don't have good reactions. I just know I wouldn't be good at it. I think my actions are average. And if you have average, I don't think you're going to do that great.
Probably not.
We could have a little competition.
Probably going to stink at it.
We'll probably all suck.
Most likely.
So, Tiger has apparently been secretly dating Vanessa Trump. Now,
who's I didn't
Vanessa?
Know which Trump she was. Right. But she's...
So, she was married to Don Jr.
Yep.
They had like 5 kids together.
Wow.
They were married for 12 years, filed for divorce in 2018. And you go, well, how did this happen? Well, their kids all go to the same fancy school there in Florida. So they've gotten to know each other, you know, kid events. Kids are in the same age range. I believe the daughter helped win the state championship in soccer.
Soccer, yeah.
Yeah.
He was in the crowd senior going year. Crazy.
Yeah. Yep. But they say that he's been on the down low, kind of basically been dating her since like Thanksgiving-ish. She's been staying at that house a couple days a week.
Is she the first public girlfriend since the one that was from the woods?
Yes.
What was her name?
Erica Harmon.
Erica Harmon. Nice. Erica Herman?
Photographic
Herman
memory.
Or Harmon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Herman.
Herman.
Yeah, she got, was like a six. I mean, he had to move on.
I think this one's similar.
She ruined it.
But he's getting older.
But she's older. She's probably close to 50.
She's like 47, 48. You know, he's like 49. At least he's dating.
She dated DiCaprio back in the day.
She did? Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was a pretty girl. She had her heyday, no doubt.
In her prime, she was probably gorgeous.
Yeah. But either way, whatever. Good for Tiger. But Valdez now thinks he's now, of course, taking this to the next level. And he believes that Woods's latest injury that he hurt, or he claims ramping up training, was maybe a different kind of training, Cakes. Go ahead, Valdez.
I'm just adding up all the evidence. And I think that you can't really get. Can you really rupture your Achilles? You know, hitting pitch shots.
No, but he could have just been running, or but he probably was doing was playing basketball with Charlie or something.
He's not running. He doesn't run anymore on that gimpy leg.
That's true. But he could have been playing pickleball or basketball or something.
But my theory is,
I'm telling you,
yeah. Tiger, give us your theory.
Tiger ruptured his Achilles. Clapping cheeks.
That's what he thinks.
He's got so much. He's got so much energy.
I mean, of course I figured that.
Yeah. He's got so much sexual energy.
Yeah.
He's all pent up. He's got this new girl that he wants to bang every day.
So I immediately said, "Come on, man. Let's be. Do you ever feel a tinge in your Achilles when you're hitting skins?" And what was your response?
I said, "Everyone's definitely cramped up."
Man, it has happened.
It's happened.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, I mean, if you're really getting after it, maybe I could see that happening.
Oh, no, it's definitely happened to me before, just being dehydrated.
You've never cramped up in your calf?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
I've cramped up sitting here doing nothing.
Yeah.
Of course I'm cramped up while taxing it at some point.
Yeah.
So that's just...
I never stretch.
Drabby, what do you think? Do you think there's any legitimacy to the theory?
It's not his worst theory of all time.
It's down.
I mean, he's a freak.
There.
More likely than pickleball, I'll say that.
Really?
There is a non-zero chance Tiger hurt his Achilles having sex with his new girlfriend.
I mean, I think it's close to zero, but maybe.
Maybe she's dating Tiger because she wants lessons for her daughter. Isn't her daughter an elite golfer? Kai Trump?
Yeah. Maybe
he's like Earl Woods now, banging the moms while the daughter gets lessons.
I mean, who knows? They say all the kids all know that they're seeing each other and everything, and there's photos of them traveling together, and
I mean, who knows?
I like to think that she's whispering into Tiger's ear, "I'm wearing my Sunday red."
Oh, well, that would definitely get it all lathered up.
How's his brand done, by the way? The Sunday
I mean,
red.
Who knows? It's
well,
very
do you
niche.
Wear any of
it's
it?
A very
do you have
niche.
Anything?
It's a very high. No, I don't buy.
No,
it's like $200 for a golf shirt.
You have put to out, get that at TJ Maxx.
He put out a.
They'll
new,
eventually have it if they ever don't sell it.
He put out a new shirt that's like his '94 amateur win, where it's peach and white and striped. And he just signed some young dude who won in Puerto Rico. He made it to the field at Sawgrass.
It's just too cost prohibitive. But again, to defend my shopping spot, you get Peter Millar, you get Grayson, you get Holderness and Borns, you get all the big ones. You know, whatever doesn't sell the previous season or whatever, you get all that.
You're
always, stuff.
You're into last year's models.
Well, it might be new stuff too, but it's stuff that's overrun.
Right,
it's overrun stuff. So I wouldn't be surprised. The problem is. I've literally never seen anybody wearing Sunday red. It's too cost prohibitive. Like this sweater that Valdez got for $11 off some dead guys on eBay.
What a state sale.
Valdez literally bought this Vineyard Vine sweater for $11 on eBay. He wore it and it was too itchy.
Yeah.
It does so look kind of itchy.
Like I like it. I guess I've worn wool my whole life.
Do you have a long sleeve t-shirt underneath or just a short sleeve tee?
Well, actually, this one actually is long sleeve. It actually happens to be. But
how are you not roasting in that thing? Aren't you hot in that?
Right.
When I got up this morning, I believe it was 37 degrees.
Yeah.
It was cold this morning.
So yeah, I mean, it's 72 degrees in here.
I like to be warm. No, but that is, you did bring up an interesting point. I never know how to travel from here to a warm climate.
Right.
And you wear sweats all the time.
I wear sweats, I know. But as soon as I get off that plane, as soon as I get off, like, approach the door, the heat is going to overwhelm me.
You take off the jacket, and then you just have a t-shirt underneath.
It's not that easy. You got to figure out where you're going to put stuff because you have all your bags. So I'm going to wrap this around my neck. I'm going to do like a fancy boy thing. I already had to figure out what I'm going to do.
You're going to have like a fancy neck scarf on your flight? You're going to wear an ass scarf?
Not on my flight, but when I land.
Okay.
Where are you flying out of?
Your spot, Dulles.
IAD?
Yeah, IAD. I always park on that parking garage on the right,
mm-hmm.
the end, and I don't have to take any buses.
I know this is a few minutes late.
I was
Jason,
there.
You kind of chuckled when EB was looking for the read. I think your vacation did you well.
You
in better spirits? Yeah, I mean, you just, EB was like, where's the read? And you're stumbling around, well, and you kind of laughed.
I'm just not surprised he's always looking for the read. You
shook your head and smiled.
Well, I mean, the read is buried on some useless page that I don't even need. It's
with all the other reads,
I mean,
which
just
we
look
need
at
to get in.
Oh, look at Eric's spot and look at everyone else's spot. It's
what?
No, I'm just saying, like, you papers all over.
I have more papers. Mm-hmm. I have EP. You don't have no EP.
Kicks doesn't have no EP.
You don't have any sports page. Yeah.
I do not.
He doesn't have anything.
He tried to for a day, and then EB took it back.
BT Dubs, the sports page, is going to have a live sponsor starting next week.
Oh, it is.
Nice.
That's exciting news.
So I'm going to be doing the same thing.
Didn't you have one before?
Yeah, but it comes and goes.
It comes and goes.
New one.
What I advise you to do?
No.
Okay. Because they were talking about it, and I was like, get them to do the sports page because there's a reason to mention them every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, thank you.
That's what we'll be doing.
So my brilliance with the BMW.
You let them know that there was a daily feature. Okay, brilliant.
Trust me, I initiated it. Trust me.
What time's your flight going to Fort Mar?
I don't know. So it's 12-ish or something. I got to haul ass now. Valdez gave me a bunch of spots.
Fort Mars.
What are those?
Fort Matt Mars.
I don't know what I did with those.
Are you kidding me?
Complete scatterbrain all day.
I got them right here.
Put them on your computer.
No, they're right here. Yeah. I got to do a FanDuel.
You always want to do them right here?
I would love to. I got to do a Surfside.
It's a great EP.
And I got to do another Surfside. Those are easy. I love Surfside.
Bobby Blicky just texted me and said, let me know if you need some Surfside.
I do. I need some more strawberries. And ask him what's up with my golf bag.
I'll let you
in progress.
He said, I'm working on a golf bag for EB. He said that.
Very good.
He asked me to play golf with him next Wednesday. Maybe
now, that's a bridge too far. But he could just give me stuff.
can't be bothered to actually play golf with you, but hold me with a silly golf bag.
Yeah. You know how silly that would be if I get a nice Surfside golf bag?
Great.
Hey, if anybody missed our tribute to John Feinstein, really the whole show, we paid tribute to John.
Yeah.
But at 8 o'clock, we had one. Mike Marr put it up on our YouTube page.
Oh, good.
Subscribe and like the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. It's up there. It's also on all our social media, at Junks Radio on Twitter. So again, our condolences to the family, to John Feinstein, the sad passing of a legend. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.